Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Order up the numbers game. Continue our numbers game as we order up the greatest athletes to ever wear the number 13. Many have worn it, but we're tasked to figure out the top five who wore it the best. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey, NASCAR, you name it. If you wore number 13, you're on the list. You just made the list. But who made the top five? From 5 to 1, who are your greatest 13s, D?
Yeah, all right. So to start off my list, might be a little controversial, but he's a 75th anniversary player. Take a drink.
Take a drink.
I'm going to start with James Harden. I know he doesn't wear 13 anymore, but I like the 13 when he wore that for the Thunder and when he wore that for the Rockets. And in the beginning, I mean, my man was tearing it up. He was absolutely tearing it up. He had scoring titles, 11-time All-Star, sixth man of the year. He just, he just can't get it done in the postseason, but... And now he seems like a guy that just goes from team to team and trying to win a championship, but he's a hired gun. I mean, I don't remember a player of his caliber ever just being able to score at will, get to the basket with layups, not dunks, lays it up, gets it in every time. He created a step back three, really incredible, some of the things that I've seen James Harden do. So I have James Harden in at number 5. Okay. Number 4. Reluctantly, I'm going with Alex Rodriguez. Wore number 13 for the New York Yankees. Listen, I was an A-Rod guy growing up. Number 3, man, I thought he was the greatest player ever. And then, you know, I defended him for a long time because I didn't think he was doing steroids. And, oh yeah, well, guess what? He does do steroids. But despite all that, wearing number 13 for the New York Yankees, he single-handedly delivered them their last title. That first title in that building in 2009 does not happen without Alex Rodriguez. MVP caliber season, MVP playoff run. The dude was just amazing. So I have him at number 4. Number 3... I'm going with Kurt Warner, man. Kurt Warner, the amazing show, the most amazing show on turf. I mean, this guy was bagging groceries in Iowa, of all places. He played in the Arena League. He played in NFL Europe. And this guy winds up coming in for Trent Green and winning the Super Bowl. And then he gets back to the Super Bowl with the Rams the next year, loses to Tom Brady. Then many years go by, winds up tutoring Eli Manning, then goes to Arizona, Matt Leinart's holding out for a real new contract or a contract, whatever. Warner's like, I'll play quarterback. Leinart never sniffs the field. He gets them to the Super Bowl and they lose to the Steelers. I mean, just an absolutely amazing person and player, and never gave up. Never gave up. And that was the best thing about it. All right. Well, my one and two are a little out there. So number two, I've got Will Chamberlain.
Isn't it?
And listen, he's got all the records, right? Over 100 points. I think he's a two-time NBA champion. He was a man playing amongst boys, you know, back then. 75th anniversary team. Take a drink.
Take a drink.
Seven-time scoring champ. I mean, just an incredible athlete. You can't take, even though he was a giant among tiny people or an athlete among average men, you can't take away what he did and what he accomplished. Still an amazing feat, the numbers he put up and his ability to play the game of basketball. And number one, my guy, that's Dan Marino. It's Dan Marino, man. I mean, listen, when he left the game, he held every passing record. Now most of his records have fallen. He was Drew Brees before Drew Brees. Okay, this guy was a throwing machine. Some of the records have fallen, but some of the records he has still. Most passing yards in the first three seasons. Most seasons leading in pass completions, and most seasons leading league in passing yards. Rookie year went to the Super Bowl, never made it back. Joe Montana has famously said, "Man, I wish I could throw it like Danny." And that is the most ultimate compliment coming from arguably the best or the second best quarterback of all time. What do you got, Z?
Molly B's offers unforgettable artisan crafted cookies. Molly B's Gourmet Cookies brings creative, unique cookies straight to your pantry. No cookie shop required. With bold, unforgettable flavors, they're the ultimate treat for any occasion. Enjoy an exclusive discount when you use my promo code DANDZ, and you could be using that at mollybz.com.
I mean, he's on the list. So, like, what more can you say about Dan Marino? He should have been a fucking Jet. But apparently, you know, they got scared off because he might have done a little blow in college. Who didn't do a little bit of blow in the 80s? Come on! What are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
So I took a bump. Whatever.
It is what
I
it
went
is.
Out there and lit it up. And he threw six interceptions. They caught him.
Shit. Could have been a Steeler. Could have been a
could
Jet.
Could have been an incompletion.
I'm going to throw it over. And let's not forget a renowned actor for his role in Ace Ventura.
Ace, you got any more of that gum? It's none of your damn business.
Kill him. No, kill him. He held the ball.
It's one of my favorite lines in that damn movie.
Oh, Dan Marino, don't ever change. For number five for me, it was a coin flip between Matt Sundin and Pavel Datsyuk, but Pavel Datsyuk got all the way. Pavel Datsyuk, 918 career points, 314 goals, 604 assists, pales in comparison to Matt Sundin in terms of productivity. But a plus minus of plus 249 compared to Sundin's plus 73. Okay, you have my attention. Two-time Cup winner, three-time Selkie, four-time Lady Bing, one-time All-Star, which is crazy. 100th anniversary team and a Hall of Famer. Yeah, Pavel Datsyuk was really damn good. Number four, and it's tricky because, like you said, he did so much wearing number three that he could have qualified for the number three. But A-Rod, like, what more can you say about A-Rod? 14-time All-Star, 3-time MVP, 2009 World Series, 2-time Gold Glover, 10-time Silver Slugger, a batting title, a partridge in a pear tree. Right? Disgraced because he got popped for PEDs. 696 career homers. How many of them were legit? Couldn't tell you. 295 career batting average. Numbers are impressive. The numbers are great. But definitely tainted, definitely disgraced. he is making amends now. Like, he's actually a very good TikTok follow. If you have followed him. Like, listening to him talk hitting, he actually is very interesting. Yeah. Like, he knows hitting. He's a savant in terms of hitting. But I can't get past the cheating. So infamous. So A-Rod, we'll say that A-Rod is infamous at 13. Number three, Christine Lilly, U.S. Women's National Team, most international caps ever at 354. That's a world record. 130 career goals, played in 5 World Cups, played in 3 Olympics. Yeah, but one of the best ever. One of the best to ever do. So, Christine Lilly absolutely deserves to be on this list at number three. Number two, Dan Marino. 9-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro, MVP, star of Ace Ventura Pet Detective, 61,000 yards, over 61,000 yards, 420 career touchdowns. The list of superlatives are there for Dan Marino. And like you said, when he retired, he had all the passing records. So, Dan Marino was the man. And as we know, the Dolphins are still trying to replace Dan Marino. It is in the year of our Lord, 2026. I believe he retired in 1999. Oops. Still trying. And number one, it's fucking Wilt. Come on now. Come on. 13-time All-Star. War number 13, interesting. 7-time scoring champ. 2-time NBA champ. 4-time MVP. All-Star MVP. 2-time All-Defensive. Scored 100 points. Come on. His list of superlatives are as long as my own. I'm not going to list them all. You listed a bunch of them. I'm not going to do that again. But very few players compare to Wilt. And very few will last the test of time the way Wilt has. So we're just going to ride with that and say Wilt is still the greatest to ever don the number 13 in sports history. Those are our lists. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutmail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutpodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutdnz and let us know your top 5 number 13s of all time. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week when we order up the greatest number 14s of all time. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.